it's Friday. You know what we do on Friday here at The Takeaway? We go to the movies. In fact, we go to the movies for you. Our friend Wesley Morris, film critic for the Boston Globe, joins us now from Boston to give us a look at a couple of movies opening in wide release today. Hey, Wesley.
Hello.
All right. Let's start with the bad and go to the good. I know that the first movie on our list is one that you are not fond of, The Time Traveler's Wife, based on the best-selling novel. How bad
yes.
is it?
It's not bad. It's not good either. But, I mean, my objection to the movie, which basically is about a woman who is in love with a guy who keeps slipping out of time, is that it's another one of those romantic fantasies in which science fiction or special effects sort of create the problem in the relationship as opposed to, like, a real problem that couples face in a relationship.
Hmm.
I don't mind. I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. I was just
okay.
sighing.
Are you going to object to me? Are we going to have to have an argument about how – are you going to defend – The romantic sci-fi fantasy?
Well, you know, here's why it might be hard. Let's go ahead and listen to a clip from the movie.
I don't feel alone anymore. Will you marry me?
No. I didn't mean that. I just wanted to try it. I just wanted to say it, to assert my own sense of free will. But my free will wants you.
Yeah, you had
That's
me from free
painful.
Will. Yeah. We should
My
talk.
Free will wants to not go to see this movie again. I just put it that
Who's
way.
In this film? We should tell people.
Rachel McAdams, who is a lovely, mysteriously aged actress. She could be 13. She could be 35. It's unclear. And Eric Bana, who is very manly and fulfills his contractual obligation to take off his clothes at some point. They're good stars. I like watching them in other movies. Together, they don't really have anything. And the movie, basically, is not about the love they have for each other. It's about how hard it is to keep that love going when you're contending with the special effects department.
Wesley, my free will
yes?
wants you to go on to the next movie.
Oh, that's good. So does mine.
Yeah.
Although, if the next movie, I mean, we have our options. We could talk about Ponyo, which is a really good Hayao Miyazaki movie, but the same guy who made Spirited Away.
Or we could talk about Jeremy Piven's new film, The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard.
I was hoping you would notice that I skipped that, but I guess I'm caught.
Hey, we can be really fast. Should people go see it?
It's the jokes are really funny. The plot is really terrible. There's no filmmaking to speak of. I think this is a marketing department that is relying on you to see the ads during the wrestling matches and go. That's
okay.
pretty much it.
Upset. I'm done. Let's go to Ponyo. let's talk
Ponyo.
About what Ponyo. Yeah, let's talk about what Ponyo is. Who made it? And what are our expectations here?
Hayao Miyazaki, who's a great Japanese animator that Disney quite rightly 10 years ago started distributing in the United States, has now made his own version of The Little Mermaid, which is I don't know how to exactly make this sound as exciting as it might be to watch, but basically it's The Little Mermaid told as druggily as possible, but as family friendly as possible too. A little girl decides she wants to be a fish, or she is a fish, and she decides she wants to be a little girl. So she rises up to the top. A little boy finds her, makes her his pet, and she tastes his blood and decides, oh, you know what? I'd much rather be a little girl than a fish.
Hang on a minute. We literally have 30 seconds of clips that can almost tell the whole story.
A goldfish.
Sasuke, we'll be late.
Mom, a goldfish.
Mom, I think I'll call her Ponyo.
Mm-hmm.
She came to me. She might be magic.
Sasuke, do you know her?
Ponyo?
It's me, Ponyo!
It is you! Mom! Ponyo came back and she's a little girl now!
How'd we do?
That's fairly accurate. Those are the voices of Tina Fey, and Miley Cyrus's little sister plays Ponyo. And the bonus Jonas plays the bonus Jonas brother. There's four Jonas brothers, and this is the one that's not in the band, does the voice of Sosuke.
All right. I need a 10-second review. This is this Disney? Is this worth seeing? Yes
oh,
or
it's,
no?
It's not Disney. It's got a Disney cuteness. Disney is marketing it as a Disney movie, but it's basically Hayao Miyazaki giving you his eco terror. There's a lot of fear about what humans have done to the environment. And that sort of laid over this cute,
Fish
but probably
wants to be
beautiful as all his movies are.
It's very pretty. It's like a impressionist watercolor. It's very lovely, and at the same time a little bit disturbing.
District 9, our last movie on the list here.
It's interesting that these two movies are coming out in the same on the same day. They're two different movies that have allegories to share with audiences in a most unexpected way. District 9, basically Johannesburg fills in for New York for terror or alien landing central.
What does aliens, it mean that they land in Johannesburg? How does that change it? It's an unlikely destination.
Well, apparently Johannesburg is the new New York. And basically, it's an opportunity for this director to tell an apartheid story. The allegory doesn't really hold up here, but the action is very good and the comedy is very good. And it's a relief to see a director apply intelligence to what could have been just a formulaic combat movie or explosion film. It's witty. There's some really good father-son bonding between these aliens who are treated basically like the way blacks were in shantytowns in Johannesburg. It's very smart. And the effects are very good, but not in a flashy way. It's not Transformers at all,
okay.
Although it's some of the same technology.
Wesley, I want to thank you for your insight here. That's Wesley Morris, film critic at the Boston Globe.